Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Our God is alive. Jesus is alive. I'm talking about nine reasons why Jesus left heaven to come to earth, why he left the Father to come to earth. And the second reason is to fulfill the law. This is found in Matthew chapter 5, 17 through 20. It says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." So Jesus didn't come to end the law. The law has always been there. The law was there before Moses. It was just revealed to man through Moses. It's always been there. It's always going to be there. It's never going to be abolished, but there's reasons for the law. But I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, because to fulfill it means somebody had to obey all the law to be saved, to go to heaven. And Jesus did that, but Jesus was then judged unrighteously by man, and it was God's will that that there'd be a sacrificial lamb, that there'd be somebody who obeyed the law, but then took on the death penalty of disobeying the law, so he could give those who did disobey the law a free pass into heaven because of their faith in him and his ability to fulfill. "Do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And the scripture goes on, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." So number two, why Jesus came, he came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, but to fulfill. Now, if we have that wrong understanding, the wrong mindset of that, look what Jesus was talking about in the scripture. It says it's not going to pass away, not even one stroke, not even one part is going to pass away until all is accomplished. But then he goes on and says, if anybody annuls the least of his commandments and teaches others to do the same, you're saying the law has passed away, you know, all things, you know, are okay for me, they're just not beneficial for me. If you're going down that road, you're going to find out that you're going to be the least in the kingdom of God, because you're teaching people to break the law, that it's okay, that there is no more law. You can do whatever is right in your own eyes, and that's not true. The law leads to Jesus Christ. The law has no comfort. The law has no peace. The law doesn't care about us. The law, you know, will show us that we stand condemned, which causes us to look for a Savior. And that Savior, of course, is Lord Jesus Christ. So if we annul the commandments, annul the law, and take it away, then who's going to be led to Jesus Christ? Who's going to be put their trust and faith in him? So whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. I got to remember this when I see people annulling part of the law and not, you know, not to judge them, because Jesus didn't come to judge the world but also save the world. So that I don't want to throw them in the pit because they're teaching people how to be lawless. And so I'm careful of that, because there's a lot of people out there that probably will make it in heaven by faith alone. And of course, that's how we all make it, but they won't have any works. They won't have anything to, you know, show that they're really trusted in God and did anything for him, because they annulled the law by teaching people that it's okay to do whatever, since Jesus has, you know, paid for it all. Whoever knows one of these, at least in the kingdom of God. But whoever keeps and teaches them, so we're supposed to teach the law, because I teach you some commandments that you can't keep, that you're not possible to keep. I teach you those things to frustrate you enough to look for a better way, a better covenant, which is Jesus Christ. And in him, we can keep the law. And in him, you know, we learn how to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. In him, we're able to do those things. But unless we lean upon Jesus, we're not able to. For I say to you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So that's another reason I teach the law and bring up the law, is to show you that, hey, yeah, I can teach some things that you've kept, but let's go through the old law, because if you broke one part of the law, you've broken all part of the law. And unless your righteousness surpasses that of keeping all the law, you will no ability to enter the kingdom of heaven. So once again, you're going to look for a Savior, not trying to be a better person. You're not trying to be your own Savior by keeping more of the law today, because as long as you're coming short, you're always going to need a Savior. And even if you do get perfect tomorrow some way, somehow, which is not possible, you still broke the law yesterday, so somebody has to pay for the fine that, and you can't pay for that fine and what you did yesterday, so you still need a Savior. So Jesus came to this earth not to abolish the law, not to say, okay guys, everything is permissible, but not everything is good for you, but everything is permissible. Now go do what you want. You know, in the world, you know, you can do the same things they're doing in the world. It's permissible now. It's okay because I've done away with the law. That's not what he said. No, he says, I didn't come to abolish it, but to fulfill it. And if you're teaching people that there's no more law, if you're teaching people that the law has passed away, if you're teaching people all things are permissible but not everything is, you know, beneficial, then you're going the opposite direction and you're going down to being at the very least, the least in the kingdom of God. But some of you may even go to the part of deconstructing and go to the part of being a depraved mind, doing things you ought not to do because you didn't understand why Jesus came. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.